back at WNST, Tassel Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. We are celebrating 25 years and more than 25 crab cakes. I will have you know the Maryland Crab Cake Tour is back out on the road. After, you know, a couple of weeks down and my birthday and the aftermath. And I want to thank Rofo for sending me the reminder that I still have a two-piece chicken and Western fries that I got to claim in the next 4 days. Our friends at the Maryland Lottery have sent me out on this journey, giving away Raven Scratchers. I really hope the peppermint and the gingerbread sniffers are coming in a couple of weeks when I run out of these. But we're going to be lots and lots of places. By the time you hear this, we'll be at Fadley's on Friday morning, talking about the Inner Harbor and all sorts of things, talking about the stadiums. We're doing all that. Our friends at Window Nation, 866-90 Nation, also involved, and Jiffy Lube Multicare, where my wife got the oil change before she ran off to Germany this week to watch football. This guy here needs to know about all of this because the Maryland Lottery, we give these things away. So Fadley's, Costas, Coco's, Boatyard, Gertrude's at the BMA. We're going to be at State Fair. We're going to be all sorts of places. John Martin, happy, it's almost Thanksgiving, but more than that, this is the week where sometimes you duck me. But the shutout last week has brought things. It's risen all the tides in Northern Ohio. It's Browns week, or as you guys like to say, Ravens week, maybe on the Cleveland side. How are you? It's been a couple of weeks, and yeah, I had some fun with Seth last week, and it wasn't even Steelers week. But this is what it's all about, right? It's football season. Our team's good. You think your team's good, and we're gonna figure it out on Sunday, and then we can all hate the Bengals on Thursday night. What do you think?
There is a Christmas in the air, is there not, Nestor? It is the fall season. It is rivalry month as some of these things really take hold. I will just remind you, they are called scented tickets, not sniffers. Scented tickets.
All right. They smell nice, though, right?
Well, hey, some people smell nice. Some people don't.
My wife would tell you I have words that I've made up that only I understand. But, you know, I mean, such is the life being, you know, on the radio for 32 years and trying to be understood while I communicate. But, you know, I got numbers from you. Let's start with this from your the business perspective and 50,000 feet. We're in football season. Sports wagering was something that was not on your docket. It was not something you reported to then Governor Hogan or currently Governor Moore is going to be on the Crab Cake Tour later on this month. What do we know about this? I mean, sometimes I ask, what have we learned in all this? I know I get the press releases, and I think what I've learned in you educating me in football season is there's money going to the state that just wasn't before. And when my dad brought the pool cards home from the point 40 years ago, that the legitimacy of this and where we are and people, and we always tell people, please do this responsibly, but the numbers start to look big, John, you know, when I start to see the press releases, you know?
They do, and a little tease here. There will be a press release coming out next week when we announce our official month of October sports wagering numbers. Unofficially, I can tell you, wink, wink, we had a very good month in the month of October. Still counting up all the coins in the cushions of the couch, but when the final accounting is done, it would not surprise me if we had a very, very good month to report. And what that means is that, yes, there is a certain level of ebb and flow. We've talked about this before with the calendar year. No surprise when you have the World Series in October, you have very competitive football. You have a team like the Ravens doing very well. You have college football. You have a lot of things going on. People have an interest in it. And we hope first and foremost they're playing responsibly and they have a plan. They're sticking to it. But at the end of the day, or the end of the month, there is a net revenue gain to the state of Maryland. Absolutely.
Well, I would say you can only bet on football in football season, but I mean, the draft comes and whatnot, but there is something about, and we used to say this 25 years ago when I bought the radio station, we'd say every Sunday is, you know, it's a train wreck. There's the one thing, there's a big news story. There's the 7 days of the smoke of we won, we lost. I mean, like just this week, you and I, if we were getting together and having a crab cake at Fadley's on Friday morning, we would be talking football naturally. And I'm finding that to be part of, especially in the post Oriole, you know, after that ended and the Ravens playing the way they're playing, I mean, sort of unprecedented defensively what they've done. And I think sometimes my website, the last couple of weeks, I feel like we're doing too much football. And I'm thinking, you can't do too much football. It's November. You know what I mean? Like, it won't be here in the same way that there's games. there's two games this week, Cleveland, Cincinnati for Ravens fans. And I think that the natural part of all of us that love football, Thanksgiving's a part of football, of our culture and all that, that this time of the year, when your team's doing well and the city starts to get galvanized behind it, I don't think there's anything like it. And I guess over 25 years of me doing this here, to see big games at the stadium, giving these away, your association with the Ravens, you're going to have contestants down on the field this week as well. This is what we all hope for when things are going well for our football team. And I've been arguing all week, this might be the, dare I say, with your team coming in, this might be the best team they've had, like maybe the most balanced team they've had in a maybe ever.
Well, ever's a long, long time, but yes, I would agree with you. It's very competitive. Hopefully, I think a wise man who looked a lot like you said several weeks ago within the first go round that the Ravens didn't even break a sweat. I think that's an exact quote, and you would be right. I mean, the first game was a horrible display. We're hoping it's more competitive. I would have preferred to be in Cincinnati this week instead of Cleveland, meaning I'd rather get you on a 4-day short week than a full week.
But you get them on the short week too, though, right? I mean, Cincinnati's got to be short rest too. But I think this can be a physical game. The defensive part of what the Browns have done, they pitched a shutout last week. Jim Schwartz, who's a longtime friend of mine and a Baltimore guy, he's my guy. He's always been my guy. I mean, I'm worried about the game this week. Don't tell anybody, but
good.
I get together.
Good.
Listen, I get together with Hollywood Casino in Perryville each and every week. And I was lousy. I was 6-8. So this is, ooh, when we talk about wagering on, there is no ease. This is not, it's not easy to do. I was 6-8. I'm 73-61-4, but I'm taking Cleveland with points this week because I think these division games, this is what makes football fun, is we sit here and we go back and forth on it. And so many people in my life are getting involved on the wagering side and doing it responsibly and really having a good time. They talk to me about it in a way that, and I think I even said this to you 2 years ago, I didn't have a whole lot of people that came up to me in my normal, when I'm at the bar at Costas, which I was last Friday night having a crab cake, people talk to me, who do you like in the game? What do you think? And I get that from everyone now. And I think it's part of the vernacular and the culture of where we are.
Oh, it absolutely is. And you know what else this is part of the culture is winning. Winning lottery, jackpots.
Did you have another $1 million guy this week?
You know what? I lose track of the $1 million guys. They have to line up, you know, to have an audience with me. They but we did have lots of winners. And just as you know, there's a anomaly earlier this week. We had, for a brief moment of time, the same exact jackpot in both Powerball and Mega Millions. They were both at $196 million. That's like, you know, when Jupiter and Saturn and the moon and the sun all align or whatever they call that
thing. Did you take a picture of it in the window at the ROFO or the Y? Because you always know, have it on the board. That would
exactly,
be pretty cool.
Exactly. And it was not a misprint. Your eyes were not deceiving you for that brief moment in time.
196 was the number? That was the number?
196. That was the number. They were both
there.
This
is when Miss Edie, my neighbor who played the numbers.
Yes.
196, you better box that. That's going to come up. And you watch, yep, by next week, it'll come up.
Yep. Well, there you go. God bless Miss Edie.
Spoken like a true lottery player, right?
Yes. 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 With the Dundalk accent, too. I love the accent. Not wasted on me.
I didn't waste it on John Waters this week either. He loved it, by the way.
That was sweet. That was sweet. Good for you. Good for you. Hey, I've got a joke for you.
Go ahead.
Why did the Washington, D.C. man cross the road?
To pick up $1 million from John Martin in the Maryland lottery.
Close. To win $50,000 on a Maryland scratch-off ticket. So just to show that people do win from all over the area. Here's a gentleman who's a Washington, D.C. resident who loves playing Maryland lottery games. You can get the details at mdlottery.com. But he crosses the road and goes to a convenience store in District Heights, and he loves to purchase extended play games. Now, for your audience who may not be familiar, Nestor, an extended play game is a game like bingo or crossword where, you know, it takes a little time. And if you enjoy playing the games, doing crossword puzzles and playing bingo, then you scratch and you see the number B12, and then you see where it is on your cards, just like if you were in a bingo hall. Well, Mr. Washington, D.C. man here was playing a crossword game, and he won $50,000. Not to be outdone, there was a Frederick County man who won 500 $1,000 playing a bingo game, bingo bonus bingo times 20. And this was an opportunity for him to, again, do the bingo card, fill it out. He thinks he's won $50,000. He didn't realize he had a 10 times multiplier on the ticket. Boom, $500,000 just for playing bingo. How about that?
I often wonder where you are when you're doing this. My wife and I play Wordle over dinner, you know, on her phone or on her thing. And I'm thinking, all right, you're playing it. You're playing the bingo. You're in your house, I guess, at this point, right? And
sure.
You're sitting at the kitchen table and it's 6:15. You just had dinner and you're like, I bought a lottery ticket at the liquor store down at the Wise, wherever I was, and scratch it off. And you're like, did I really win? So when that moment happens, let's say they have the app. The app says you've won $500,000. Is that literally what it says? And you you better call John. How does it work when you win like that? Because that would be a moment. To me, it's like something out of a movie if you were to
absolutely
win.
Absolutely is.
It'd be like Willy Wonka getting the golden ticket, literally.
Well, and you can get, again, all the details because I'm just going to hit the highlights here at mdlottery.com. But for this gentleman who won the $500,000, he's at home at the end of the day after a day at work, settles in, makes himself a little adult beverage, I'm sure, and is playing his scratch off. And he thinks he has a non-winning ticket. And that's one of the things about the extended play games, because there's so much going on there. Sometimes the player may not have played it correctly. So
I'll be honest with you. A lot of folks don't understand the game when I hand them, you know, they're out at one of my events. Yep. And they're like, you know, how do I play the game? And I always say, well, it's always best to download the app to see if, you know, because like, I think sometimes it can be a little confusing if you don't understand the game. And I don't see emojis well sometimes, you know what I mean? Like, I'm better reading than I am at seeing little cartoons. Yep.
He thinks he has a non-winning ticket. He doesn't think he's got anything there. So he takes out his lottery mobile app, as you suggested, and he scans the ticket. There's a prize check QR code on every ticket. You scan that, and it says, see lottery. That's all it says. Now, if he had won $50, it would have said $50 winner.
Right. Okay.
But when it gets to be a certain point, it says, uh-oh. You better go see the lottery because there are too many zeros that can't fit on your mobile on your mobile display. So he says, wow. And so then he realizes, oh, I won 50 grand. He goes,
so that is like sort of the magic code.
Oh,
yes. Okay. So it's like the secret handshake is Marilyn.
Yes.
I've known you a while. I didn't know that's really, because if somebody were to come up to me and have that could be the $20,000 winner on this, right? That would be, right?
It should. Yeah. Cause okay. I don't know what the threshold is. If it varies by game, I should know that, but
give one away. I mean, I've given $100 away several times. So, I mean, I've seen people real
because
happy.
You're a giver. You're a giver, Nestor. You just like giving people money.
Make sure they say that about me when it's all done with me, that I was a giver. Make sure that, please. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You know what else is good at giving for the holidays? Because we got a lot of holidays coming up here. We've got, for those people who are really interested in extending their fun time with the lottery, we have our Thanks Winning. See what I did there? Thanks Winning contest going on. You purchase any draw game now through November 26th, and you could win a $2 instant win voucher, a $5 instant win voucher, or a free $1 fast play candy cane cash ticket.
Now, that does not smell. I was going to ask.
Non-scented. No.
I'm never going to say sniffer again. I've learned now. They're scented tickets.
And because we are because we are in the holiday spirit. You may be aware that we have our holiday scratch-off tickets, as we've alluded to, two of them scented in the family of games there. But we are offering now on a weekly basis for second chance entrance into My Lottery Rewards that they have the chance to win $5,000 cash weekly draws for five lucky people. We've done two so far. We have 10 more weeks of drawing to go before we have our grand prize winners. But that's a nice way to go to the holidays, don't you think? An extra $5,000 that you didn't know you had?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm thinking to myself about the scented tickets now. Like, I really, You've intrigued me dramatically as to whether they really smell like they say they're going to smell. And listen, I had John Waters on. He was the original scratch and sniff guy. If you Google
Well,
that on the
there you
early
go.
movies, if you Google the early movies, they had a component when you went into the theater that there was a time in the theater that you were cued. I'm not making this up. I mean, he's the
Oh,
Pope
I
of
know.
trash, man. I mean, he was on a show this week. John Waters was here. That has not stopped John Martin from coming. He's with the Maryland Lottery. He helps us out in giving away scented and non-scented tickets, hopefully just winning tickets. He has been avoiding in this conversation any notion that the Browns may actually upset the Ravens this week, even though I picked the Browns because they're getting a lot of points this week. Do you have anything you want to say about your football team that even steps out to say like you're playing well? Because I mean, we get all lottery business and we'll do it. And I'm doing a crab cake tour, but we only get Baltimore versus Cleveland a couple times a year for you and I.
We
Just put on a
don't,
hat.
yeah, this is my, I'm looking like Elmer Fudd more than
I was going to
more than I
say that's
want
not an
to.
imposing look.
No. Well, you see, I got the headphones on, so that doesn't work. But, you know, and this is a Ravens throwback hat. You didn't know that, did you?
You look a little like Bud Carson, and that's not good.
Oh, Bud Carson. God
Oh,
rest
no,
his
did I
soul.
break that out? I knew you'd love that.
Oh,
I knew you'd
God
love that.
rest his soul. 51-0 forever in the hearts and minds of all Browns fans. Opening day, 1989, Three River Stadium, a shutout. Bud Carson returns to Pittsburgh and pitches a shutout. Where's Seth Elkin? Is he here?
You know, did I ever
Where is
tell you
he?
about the first time I went to Cleveland? Never tell you that story? The first time I went to Cleveland, I went with Phil Jackman. And for anybody in my audience, they know Phil Jackman. Phil was my mentor and a friend of mine from the Evening Sun, longtime columnist who's in some ill health right now. And I send my love to everybody in his family, just awesome people. But we got on a plane on a Sunday morning in early January in 1986. We flew to or 87, and we flew to Cleveland, 86. And he took me to church in the downtown church right off of Tower Center. And I went because Catholic, and Sunday morning we went to mass, and we went in, and like there were 20 people wearing dog masks and Dixon and Minifield jerseys. It was Kosar, it was all that. And then I went in there. Ernie Accorsi got me a ticket for the game. Phil went up to the press box with Kevin Byrne up on the roof and the mistake on the lake, and I watched John Elway beat you guys. And that was the first time I went to Cleveland. And from that moment forward, I've always taken this thing seriously. There's never a time I would go out there over 25 years to go to the games where I wouldn't think of Phil, see the church, walk past the steakhouse that used to be there, the Q Steakhouse, whatever, and then down into what used to be the flats and used to be the way to the Mistakin Lake. But I have the soft spot. I love Cleveland. I love the Hall of Fame. I love Jim Schwartz. I'm not going to love the Browns on Sunday, but I'm telling you, the Browns are better than people think they are. And I think Deshaun Watson's a better quarterback with all the mess behind him. These games concern me this week. And I think we're getting a little cocky around and winning big. I've seen the Ravens struggle a little bit, and I've seen the Browns improve. This isn't the version of the Browns we saw 2 months ago. This isn't Dorian, whatever that guy's name was.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting second half of the season. I said going in at the beginning, 9-8 might win the AFC North, and it still might. I mean, I realize, not that I would bring up things from the last couple of years, but I think you guys have played this scene before, where at
Well,
the
good
midpoint
health
of
right
this,
now where the Ravens are. I start the whole party with they got most of their players on the field. Dobbins aside. And when you look at the Browns, I had Daryl Reiter on the show this week. I go out to Cleveland, Michael Redguy, my friends. I mean, Browns lost their running back, who was a much bigger part of their offense
Oh, sure.
than Dobbins was going to be here.
Yeah, and they, both starting tackles are out for one for the rest of the season, another for the next four games on IR. So yeah, they're going to be a little challenged. So we'll see what happens.
I think
But
the game's about taking the ball away. If the Browns can force some turnovers, they can win the game. That's really the story. And that's what the Browns have been doing the last couple of weeks. They're playing really good defense. Myles Garrett might be the best defensive player in the game right now.
He's playing well. He's playing well. So I think the next two games we have the Steelers, you have the Bengals. I think, for all four of these teams to split, these would not be beyond the realm of possibility.
Well, if you're crazy enough like me to think you know what you're doing with football, please slow your roll. Do it responsibly out there. Ravens a 6-point favorite, and it's fun to get caught up in it. It's football season, but take it easy out there. John, anything else? Did I miss anything? I mean, other than scented tickets and thanks winning and the fact that you're just throwing $500,000 out to bingo winners in Frederick County.
You know, if we've missed anything, mdlottery.com to get the latest on scratch-off games, winning tickets still available, fast play games, all holiday-themed, new tickets this week. We launched 3 price points, $1, $5, and $10 holiday fast play games. Check out the extended play games if you're not familiar with them. You just heard about 2 winners this week of significant prizes. So again, above all, as we've said before, please play responsibly, have a plan, stick with it, and look forward to more winning stories. And we'll see how this plays out next week.
Well, my wife is unavailable to play the jackpots right now, but you sort of missed part of the lead. Was you're like, they were both 196 million. They didn't get hit. So they're larger than that at this point. So I just want to throw that out to everybody who likes to play the jackpots as well, whether it's a Powerball or Mega Millions. I will be giving away these Ravens scratch-offs until they get me the scented tickets in a few weeks. So come and get them. I'm going to be at Fadley's on Friday. I'm going to be at Costas on Tuesday. We're going to be at Coco's later on. We're going to be at Pappas in Parkville for the very first time on the 21st. I got lots of friends signing up to stop by, hang out, be a part of the show. It's all brought to you by our friends at Window Nation and Jiffy Lube MultiCare as well. Find the schedule up at Baltimore Positive. Turkey, eggnog, pumpkin pie, apple cider donuts, and crab cakes. I'm doing the whole circuit here this month. I am Nestor. He is John Martin. All of this can be found up at Baltimore Positive, including his face, and at mdlottery.com, where we always remind you to please play responsibly. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Scented tickets in Baltimore Positive.